Blog Talk Radio. Forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is about business in the making, and we are featuring an entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker. She is renowned. You are not going to want to miss this. Her book is phenomenal. It is called I Want to Be Free. Ms. Garley is an owner of the Single Experience Corporation, where their motto is an inside-out approach to love. So without further ado, I would like to introduce all of you all to our listeners, as well as the ones that are in our chat room. So, Ms. Garley, how are you this evening?
I am excellent. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I am telling you, I am so excited. I've been waiting on the edge of my seat to start the show to introduce you, because I know the book, just the title itself, I Want to Be Free, it's like, wow, what exactly is that? And before we do anything, before you even answer that, tell us a little bit about you and how you got started.
Well, first off, again, my name is Terlisa Gardley, but I prefer Lisa because my name, I realize, to some can be complicated. And thank you as well for having me on the show tonight. The reason I got started in regards to writing the book, I Want to Be Free, and even starting the business of the Single Expense Corporation, is because there's a need in our community for women. And I realized that no matter how much success you may have, no matter how much you have it together or may not have it together, a lot of our sisters are walking around, and even though we have a smile on our face inside, we are crying out for help, and no one can tell.
That is so true.
So many instances we are faced with different situations, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's our children, and it breaks us down to the core where we're standing by ourselves, and we have so many people that have overcame those same situations that one of our sisters could be facing, but because of fear or embarrassment or don't want to be judged, they don't say anything. So you have a sister that really could use a hug, a sister that really could use some form of encouragement, a person to just to tell them you're not by yourself. I've went through it, and let me tell you how I overcame it. And I'm finding that more and more in our community, we're silent, and we're not helping each other. Our sisters are prospering financially and in their careers, but a lot of times spiritually they're dying.
That is so true.
So with the Single Experience Corporation, that came out of a need, because when I went through my transformation, and I say transformation because at one point in time I was wild, smoked weed, I drank, I was promiscuous. It's a lot of things that I did, and I used to be ashamed of those things, but I'm not ashamed of it anymore because I realized I'm not the only one. I'm just the one that decided to say so.
Right.
So as I was going through this process, I decided to shut everything down for like 6 or 7 months, and that's when I had to take the mirror and look at myself. And I realized a lot of the relationships I was in, the marriage I was in, and the people that I dealt with, they really did care about me. But I found that I was the problem. And then being able to say that I was a problem, that opened up doors to a lot of other things that were happening in my life and things that had taken place. So I had no one that I could trust, really trust, to tell this to. I didn't have anyone that I could talk to saying, you know what, I'm having a moment of depression. Could you help me? You know, last night I thought about taking my life. I don't even understand why I'm still here. Or someone said, you know what, I decided to be celibate, and I'm going through a phase. Can you help me? It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and my body is starting to talk to me, and I need some help. Can you talk me through this? There was no one there that could really help me. So what the Single Experience Corporation does is it provides a forum for women where we can come together and talk about whatever it is that is on our mind. So in some of the forums, we've discussed topics such as, if my husband is married, and you're married to this man, been married 15, 16 years, and I find out he's cheating on me, should I ask him to wear a condom? Now, the first thing we're going to say is, have you lost your mind? Of course you should. But that's still her husband. How do you deal with that?
Oh, that is an excellent question. I am pretty sure that before we end our broadcast, I want to open up the phone lines so that our audience can actually ask you questions and you can answer them, and as well as that. So like I said, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is Business in the Making, and we are featuring a phenomenal woman. She is a motivational speaker, an author, an entrepreneur, and her book is called I Want to Be Free. And can you tell us a little bit about that? But before you do, I would like for everyone to get your business website and phone number first, and then we'll go into your book.
Okay. The business website is www.theexperiencetg.com. Again, the website address is www.theexperiencetg.com. And the phone number is 708-689-9874. Again, that is 708-689-9874.
All right. We will repeat all of that. If you didn't get it this time, I promise you before the end of our broadcast, we're going to have her to repeat everything. Now, tell me a little bit about your book, I Want to Be Free. What it's, you know, you did tell me a little bit about how you started the business and what inspired that. But was there anything that was tantamount that kind of pushed you into writing the book?
Absolutely. Back in October of 2006 is when I start, I don't want to say having a midlife crisis because I wouldn't consider myself midlife, but I really started looking at my life overall. And I noticed that within a couple of years I was divorced, and I didn't even take time to find out or to find me. So after the divorce, I ended up dating a guy that I knew for like 15 years. I went on his senior prom, treated me like royalty. I knew that I was going to spend the rest of my life with this guy, but things didn't work out that way. So I ended up moving out when he went to work, because I knew if I attempted it there, there would have been some problems. Well, okay, marriage over with, then I date this guy. Then here it is, someone else that presents himself too. So I'm like, okay, well, he's nice looking. He fits the bill. He meets all of the check marks. I'm going to start talking to him. So I started talking to him, but it just didn't feel right. So eventually I just got to a point where I started journalizing a lot of what I was feeling, how I come to a point in my life where I'm tired of the mess. I'm tired of the game running. And I'm not necessarily saying the game running that men ran on me, but the game running that I'm running on men to get what I wanted. So I was the type of female where if you didn't want a relationship, I was okay with that. But are you okay with that the next day? I was not one that was emotionally high. So from me, the relationship perspective was men are only good for two things, and that's sex and money. And however you fit into this equation, that's how you fit in this equation. And if you couldn't handle that, then you and I couldn't deal. In the process, did I have some relationships? Yes. Did I have some men, again, that really loved me? Yes. But at the same time, I didn't love myself enough to see what I had to offer outside of the sex or outside of a good time. So I found myself having different people for different reasons. So
okay.
If I wanted someone to have fun with, I had a guy to have fun with. If I wanted someone to have sex with, I had that person too. If I wanted someone that I wanted to take around my family, then I had him too. But it comes to a point that as a woman, You're separating yourself when we were created to be one whole being, which needs to be loved as one whole being. So then I'm finding myself dibbling and dabbling, I want to say, with these different personalities to the point now I'm like, well, really, who am I?
Wow, that is
journalize everything that I was experiencing. And I actually started out the book talking about I no longer have the desire to live in the image of what others created for me. I want to be released from the shackles and strongholds of my past so I can walk into the wealthy place. But every time I get close to the breakthrough, I experience an abundance of temptation. And anyone that has been through some situations in life, whether it's relationship or struggle with anything, you realize that you may have that made up mind saying, you know what, enough of this is enough. I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I have some friends that dated married men, and that's all they dated. And they got to a point where I'm tired of spending holidays by myself. Or I had friends that are guys, and they got tired of just sleeping around with random women. So it gets to a point that whatever it is you do, if you're not really happy and you're just doing it to entertain yourself, you get tired. But because that's what you're used to doing, you fall back to it because changing is hard. No one wants to change. It's easier for me to stay in my comfort zone than it is for me to say, you know what, I messed up. I ain't all that. I'm not perfect. Man, I really made a mess of this.
That's how I want to
be free come about. So I talk about my attitude. I talk about the struggles. I talk about my relationships with different guys that I've dated. I talk about even going to church and dating someone that went to church with me faithfully, and we kicked it out the church like we never went. So I really tell a lot of the things that people are ashamed to deal with. I talked about how, for me, the best way to get over one man was to get under another one. And how you felt about me, that was your business. So I really wanted to bring a lot of this to light because it's just not me who has to go through the struggle, but it's so many other sisters out there that are in relationships, that are really seasonal relationships, but don't know how to let go. There's so many sisters out there that are successful, and I'm not knocking success because I think it's a beautiful thing. But if all you have to offer is what you have, what is your level of sustenance?
Right.
When a man takes you around his family, honestly, the family, they're nice and they'll talk with you and they do want to understand what you have. But if all you can talk about is what you have, 9 times out of 10, you might not go around the family again.
Right.
So I really reveal a lot of that in this book. And it's one of those where I always say how sometimes you have to tell what you've been through and who you are in order for other people to say, you know what, if she can overcome, if she can get through her struggles, I can too, and I give different scenarios in the book of things that I've went through. And from the reviews and talking to different people in forums, every woman has been able to relate to at least one, if not all, of the scenarios in the book. So that is what I Want to Be Free is about. It's about coming out of what you were, identifying, you know what, I need some work, I need some help. And this has nothing to do with a man, it has nothing to do with the kids, it has nothing to do with the other things. And I need to stand, and it's something, I'm greater than my situation. Okay, yes, I messed up bad in the past, but I can't let my past define my future. I'm still royalty. And I always ask and I talk to people, do you know who you are? Because when you realize you're royalty, when you look at royalty, royalty don't mess with the help. Royalty has a certain level of standard. They operate in excellence. When you see royalty, it's something in you that automatically identifies. There's something different about them. But that's what we were created to be, is royalty. So if you're royalty, then certain things you're just not going to do. Certain people you're not going to do it with.
That is so true. Now, I have a question for you, and then I have some people that are waiting anxiously to talk to you. But before I open up the phone lines and read any comments or questions from our chat room and from Twitter, I want you to tell everyone where they can get your book.
Sure. The book can be purchased online at BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, as well as Author House. That is where the book was published. So you can go to BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, or either AuthorHouse.com. I will be speaking this month, so if you want to come out and also hear me speak, actually Sunday, October 9th, I'll be at McDonald's at 4239 167th Street, Country Club Hills. So I'll be out there if you want to come out, and I'll be there from 4 to 5:30, and I have books to purchase there as well.
Oh, well, that is just great. Now, real quick, can you give us a little excerpt of in the book, something from the book that the people who are listening to you can come awake with, something that they can kind of relate to and just say, I just have to have this book now?
Absolutely. Every day, there is a battle between right and wrong. Why do things that are wrong feel so much better than what's right? I want to be pleasured by sleeping around, smoking weed, getting drunk, partying, and having explicit conversations. This does not reflect a woman of substance. When you do not recognize who you are, you will settle for less. Why can't I get out of this situation? Why do I keep going around the same mountain over and over again? Why can't I be happy? All of my friends are in love and getting married. When will my opportunity come? Why am I so depressed? Why do I feel ashamed of my past? So without hesitation, we think a relationship, drugs, alcohol, gambling, or shopping will cure our feelings when it's only a temporary solution.
Wow.
People are in your life for reasons and seasons. Oftentimes, we develop an emotional attachment to someone who was only in our life for a season, and at some point, the relationship becomes miserable. That's because you are holding on to something or someone you should let go. You are trying to hold on to someone for a lifetime when they are only in your life for a moment. Women, we are so selective when it comes to purchasing a car, home, clothing, and food. When we shop for clothing, we will try on dress after dress and spend hours traveling from one mall to the next to find matching accessories. We need to apply this selection process to any gentleman who approaches us. We should be cautious and listen before leaping. Allow his actions to be his conversation. And the reason I said his actions is because women, we are emotional. Men are not. A man can be judged by what he do more so than what he says. So if you have a man and he's talking and it sounds good and he's sounding real smooth, watch his actions. If his actions line up to what he's saying, you might have a little something. But if he's talking and his conversation turned into a lie, you might as well let it go right then and there. Or as my mother would say, that's your opportunity to run like hell.
Well, you know
that's what?
On,
she
that,
run
on
like
that
hell.
Note, I am going to give our audience who have been anxiously awaiting to ask you questions or have comments about your book. Real quick, we have about a good 6 minutes before we end, and before we open up the phone lines, give us one more time. The title of your book is called I Want to Be Free, and we can purchase
yes.
that book from?
BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, as well as AuthorHouse.com.
Okay, and you are the owner of the Single Experience Corporation, and your website address is Is it
TG.com?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they can reach you by phone?
Yes, you can definitely call me by phone. The number is 708-689-9874. And I want to mention this, too. Saturday, October 22nd, because this is the first time I've ever had a co-ed session. So I'll have dialogue for the mature men and women, and I mean mature by level of respect. And this will take place at Sierra Salon, which is 7017 West North Avenue, and that's in Oak Park, Illinois. And that information will also be on the website.
Okay. Well, I am going to open up the phone lines, and our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. If you're in the chat room and you have a comment or a question, please do not hesitate to ask it, because I will repeat it on the air so that she can answer any questions or comments that you might have. If you're on Twitter, please tweet me back. I will definitely tweet you, you know, your comment, question, and give it to Ms. Garley so that she can answer it. I'm going to start with area code 312. You have been anxiously, patiently waiting. You are on the air. Thank you for joining me. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great. Do you have a question or comment for our special guest?
No, the only thing I do want to say is thank you so much for opening up the eyes of every woman practically around the world with your
experiences
and everything else. And you know what? They always say it only takes one to start. Thank you for being that one.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I am going to, you 312, you hold. I'm going to open up the line to Erico 815. How are you? Thank you for holding this evening. How are you?
Oh, good evening, Diamond, and how are you?
I am doing great. Do you have a question or comment for our great guest this evening?
Okay, I'd like to make a statement. I'd like to make a statement on that first question that was brought out about the cheating husband.
Uh-huh.
The wife that had discovered her husband was cheating. I think what she should do, if she wants to, say, attempt to maintain or keep the marriage going, or keep it intact, I should say, she should have a heart-to-heart talk with her husband. That should be the first thing. And secondly,
mm-hmm.
both of them should head to the doctor and get a checkup. And then talk some more, see if we can work this out. That you cannot be running the street and hanging with me. This is it.
Yeah,
you know what, I completely agree with you on that, and I'm pretty sure Lisa agrees too. Because here's the thing, according to what you said, Lisa, you had said that the wife found out that he was cheating, but before you even find out, you don't know how long that relationship was going on. So you you need to go to the doctor, because if you don't, you know, when you found out, it may have been 3-4 months. After
mm-hmm.
that. So, yeah. That was good. Thanks. Good caller. That was great.
Thank you. Yeah.
I did have one other statement I'd like to make about the African American woman in relation to other females on the planet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, among the other nationalities and cultures of females, it is a very common event to see and I'm not making reference to your celebrities or your fat cats, just Jane Average, Joe Average, just regular people. It's very common to see a really attractive woman with a man that's really not all that attractive. African-American women, as the expression goes, don't play that. They got to have a pretty man. They don't care what he's got or who he is or what his family, where his family comes from or what he's doing in his life. As long as he's cute, hey, that's a man. African-American women, they've got the patent on that. And I think that's really a shame.
That sounds like a topic for tomorrow's night show, you know?
I really do think that is, you are so right on that. And before we And our live broadcast will be ending soon, but we will still keep the show going for a little bit. So if you just joined us and you want to ask her a question, you can call real quick at 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we end our live broadcast, Ms. Garley, can you please give us the name of your book and the name of your company and how we can reach you?
Absolutely. The name of the book, again, is I Want to Be Free. My name is Terlisa Gartley, and it can be purchased on BarnesandNoble.com as well as Amazon.com and AuthorHouse.com. The contact number is 708-689-9874. And the website is www.theexperiencetg.com. And tomorrow night starting, we will also have You Say It Like It Is, and it's a relationship conversation, and that's going to begin at 10 o'clock p.m. to 10:30. And that call-in number is 917-889-7751. So a lot of the topics within the book, we will start, and this show will take place every Thursday night.
Well, you know what? That is just great. I am anxiously away. I cannot wait to see, hear more from you, of course, and to really dive into the book. And that is going to be our featured book for the month. If you want more information, you can definitely call her directly. She would be more than happy to answer questions. And come on out and join us. Where are you going to be? Where's your first event?
The first event, Sunday, October 9th, is at McDonald's, 4239 167th Street at Country Club Hills. And then Saturday, October 22nd, well, let me back up. Sunday's event is from 4 o'clock to 5:30. And then Saturday, October 22nd, is Dialogue for the Mature Men and Women. That's going to be hosted at Sierra Salon, and that's at 7017 West North Avenue, and that's in Oak Park, Illinois. And that time is from 8 o'clock p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And then Sunday, October 23rd, I will be at Woodson Library, 9525 South Hossett, and that time is 3 o'clock to 4:30.
Okay, and all of this is in Illinois, correct?
All of it is in Illinois, and all of the information will be on the website as well, which is www.theexperiencetg.com, or you can give me a call at 708-689-9874.
Well, you know what? I want to definitely thank you for joining me tonight for Business in the Making, where we featured you as our special guest. And I want to thank all of our listeners that are on the air live with us, on the phone, in the chat room, on Twitter, Facebook. I want to thank you all once again for a fabulous show. Thank you so much, Ms. Gartley. You were a fabulous guest, and I am encouraging all of us to get the book. You do not want to miss out on the opportunity to ask the questions that you were afraid to ask of yourself, and share this with yourself. Share this with a girlfriend, a guy friend, you know, your mom, your sister, your brother, your aunt. Everyone needs to know about this book. It's not just for women, because regardless of your gender, we all ask the same questions. We all go
that
through the
so
same things. We go through the same things, and we need to encourage each other. And sometimes we are afraid to ask the question, so someone needs to ask the question so your question can be answered. So until tomorrow, I would like to say to you all good night, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, Business in the Making. We always do our entrepreneurs, authors, on Wednesday, because this show is all about helping people who want to go into business for themselves, or they have a project, an idea. It's all about encouragement and empowerment on this show for Secure Your Life. So until tomorrow, everyone, good night.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you.